It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
David, I love how we often talk about the harmful cancer-causing chemicals that are found in some of our favorite products. And it's so refreshing when we can talk to somebody who really knows her stuff and knows how to make celebrities and everyday folks beautiful.
That's the key. I got to tell you, as you mentioned, we talk about the harmful chemicals. I think most important is having healthy skin. Today's guest, I'm so excited. She's a well-known makeup artist, beauty expert, Carrie Maloof. And she believes in clean, fresh beauty comes from within. Now, she's known, here's what's funny. She's known for the no makeup makeup. It sounds funny to me, but she's worked on all kinds of celebrities, from Anne Hathaway to Jennifer Goodwin to Selena Gomez to even guys like Robert Downey Jr., Samuel L. Jackson. But if she can use no makeup makeup, I want to learn more about this. So, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Hi, David.
Thank you for joining us. And so I'm going to tell you, I had an opportunity to speak with Carrie before the show, and she shared with me that part of her no makeup makeup starts with taking care of yourself, like with diet or exercise. So I've got to ask, Carrie, what do you include in your diet that allows this? I mean, what would make such a difference?
You know, we all go through phases in our lives where we feel really good, when we're really taking care of ourselves. And for me, it's if I'm doing my, the water, waking up in the morning, eating throughout the day, meaning clean food. I think the difficult thing for us is there's so much stuff in our food. So it's like the avocados, the coconut, I guess yogurt if you eat dairy, not too much meat, just kind of balancing it out. I think we know when we're eating right for our body. And it reflects throughout our skin.
Okay, so some of the celebrities you work with, I mean, somebody like an Anne Hathaway who has beautiful skin, at least what we see in high def even, you would tell her to eat just a balanced diet? Or what would you tell some of the other, Samuel Jackson?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd tell him anything.
If they ask. And a lot of them ask me. I know. You don't want to. They tell me stuff. No, Most, it just depends on who it is. And, I can just say, like, Jennifer Goodwin always wanted me to ask to kind of teach her, what do I do to eat healthier? What can I do? Because a lot of times we just don't know. We weren't raised that way. So I would tell people to eat a balanced diet, meaning, eat healthy. How do I explain healthy? Just, we're not going to go to In-N-Out. We're not going to eat the French fries. We're not going to Diet Coke. Forget the soft drinks, Cut things out like that, have an apple over a glass of apple juice, things like that, because I say don't drink coffee. I drink coffee, but I think your skin looks better when you don't, it's not as dehydrated.
Yeah, there's so many things.
But I think it's,
oh, definitely.
And not just about the eating, then we have the exercise. We have the exercise, which makes your whole face change in a day, in a 15-minute walk.
Yeah, it's so true, Carrie. And I think that, what we put in our body makes such a difference. And I'd love to hear more about this no makeup makeup look. And also the ultimate California girl look. Now, I'm from California, and I don't think I have that look. I mean, maybe because I only know how to put on mascara and tinted moisturizer. So I really need your help.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I've been called that, I guess, because I grew up in California and that's just kind of how I was always somebody who didn't wear a lot of makeup, and I kind of figured it out along the way. And skin's always kind of been my forte, because I like the skin to look like it's, flawless, of course, but so you can see your freckles and see everything else. So just kind of, covering up what we need to cover up, which we can get a blemish here and there. And the men are a good example, David, like you said, because men don't want to look like they're wearing anything. So for a man, I'm going to look at his skin. I'm going to hydrate his skin, because everybody needs the hydration. If we're not hydrated,
yes,
inside out, we look older and we look wrinkled and everything around our eyes, everything. So I'm going to hydrate. I'm going to cover up with concealer. You use it like an eraser, kind of cover up little things like a red spot, or we all have a little bit of darkness under our eyes, little redness around our nose and our chin, lightly, and you layer it. You put a little bit of product with your finger, clean product. layer it, dab it, you know, kind of blend it in your skin. And then we, most of us might need a little bit of color, you know, maybe a hint of bronzer for a man, hint of rose for a female, you know, mascara, lip gloss. And if you're lucky, that's enough for you to run out the door and feel really, really clean and pretty.
Now, what you're telling us, though, for no makeup makeup, truly, part of it's going to start with a balanced diet, as you're saying. Forget the French fries. Forget the apple juice that may have sugars and all, but drink a, or eat an apple. You know, take care of your skin. You brought up moisturizing. And I know you've said exercising. What type of exercising would you suggest to our listeners? Because some have never worked out. That was like me not too long ago. Some are just getting started in their routines. Some want to be inspired. What do you say to get somebody started that we're going to see a difference?
I think that you have to do whatever is going to make you feel comfortable doing, because there's so many things we can do. And you have to, you know, like, for example, right now, after I speak with you, I'm going to go off to a client. So all I could do this morning was take a 15-minute walk with my dog. And I
that's what started for me, is I keep saying walk. Now, I guess I should have brought my dog, but I wanted to go for a little bit longer walk, so I brought my cell phone, talked my way through it, and next thing you know, I've been walking for 30 minutes and don't even realize it because I was babbling to one of my friends. And so walking is a good way to get started, and I say that. Another one, being from Florida, California, would be swimming, I would think. Lisa, what about you?
Swimming, if you swim.
Well, David, first
great.
Of all,
if
David,
you like
never
it.
Babble. I don't believe that. You never babble. I just had to put that in there, Carrie. David never babbles.
Okay.
He is always perfectly coherent. But yes,
ramble.
I love to swim too. And but Carrie, what you said is
like
so
swim.
True, and David mentioned that too.
Well, I think swimming is fantastic if you get yourself in the water. It's easier to put on a pair of tennis shoes and walk out the door for 15 minutes than to get yourself into the pool or the ocean and come home, take a shot. You know what I mean? It's a lot
more.
Well, I got to
say, you know, I mentioned to you a long time ago, and I'm going to say a little bit over a year ago, year and a half now, I had never exercised my life, and it started with walking. And Lisa and I talk about this often on the show. I now have gotten into an exercise routine, but it started with just a short walk around the block, and then it went to a few blocks, then to a half hour. And it made such a difference in my appearance, not just my body and losing weight, but even in my face, because I lost the weight. I actually started looking younger, not just because I took care of my skin, but just even in exercise. And Lisa, you've noticed it. And you tell me, what do you do?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, David, I've totally noticed it. You look incredible. But, you know, I want to make sure, because we only have a couple minutes left. Carrie, I definitely want to ask about your approach to organic, green, cruelty-free beauty, because that's something that's really important here on Beauty Inside Out.
Before I say this, I just want to add on one thing to what you're saying. What you said before about, David, you said about looking better, feeling younger, and that kind of thing. And one of the things I've noticed more than anything lately, through talking with people, yes, it's wonderful to look good and look good. It's wonderful to do what we can do on the outside and do the exercise. But one of the keys, I think, to the walking thing is to how it makes you feel with your self-confidence and what it
Definitely.
Does actually throughout your day. Okay, that's the key I wanted to point out to you, because it's so important with so much in society and there's so much going on and there's so many things. So it's just overall, it's the overall thing, and to know that's going to help you throughout your day within yourself, the self-confidence is a big deal. You know, it's a big deal overall. So just wanted
no,
to
definitely.
Point that out.
And then we were talking about
so
natural products. Mm-hmm. Cruelty-free.
Well, you just have, it's just there's so much stuff in products that, you know as well as I do, is we, through making products, we know that there's so much stuff in there. When you start doing the research, it's almost too much to handle. You don't want to use anything. That's why you have to make your own. But
well, you hit on some things, and so I'm going to stop because we're going to run out of time. I'm going to tell you, our listeners, I want to repeat, is to look like a celebrity without wearing a lot of makeup, is using cruelty-free natural products. Learn to read the label. It starts with eating healthy, a little bit of exercise, and you can learn more by going to Carrie's website, CarrieMalouf.com. This is David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.